Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back with a good news show for you today. We had a little vacation. We were in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 2 weeks, so we didn't have a show on the last 2 weeks, and boy, did we miss you. So we're glad to be back, and today we have a lot of goodies for you. We'll be talking about how to stay focused. So I'll have Sherry on with me. We'll be discussing that. We also have a couple of guests that are going to be with us. We have Ava Rado, who is going to talk about a music series called Music Map of the World. And we also have John Schott back with us. He will be discussing iridology, which is a very interesting concept. So stay tuned for our special guests today. I also want you to grab a pen and a piece of paper because I have some information about for you about the Rockathon. So you might want to jot down the website address for this. What it is it's a one-week series, and every day there will be two interviews from top specialists around the globe talking about the lifestyle of raw foods and eating live foods constantly and healthy. The website is www.rawkathon.com. It's the rockathon.com. And what will happen is the audio tapings of the interviews will be available for 24 hours from the time that they are presented live. And this is a free event, so I want you to tune into that and get the most out of that. So welcome back. This is Patty Black bringing the Good News Show to you, and I am on air with Sherry. Sherry, are you with me?
I am here, Patty.
Glad I have you here today. I know the topic is how to stay focused, and I think that that's something that should interest most. It's something, we have so many distractions in this world, and we really want to just stay focused to our passion and to our life and to the love that we have so that we can spread ourselves in a positive way. So let's hear what you have today for us.
Well, I want to say hello to everybody and also let you know that we really did miss you, and we had a fabulous vacation in Puerto Vallarta, and we will be putting pictures up on our website so you can see some of the events we did. And we have a new mantra. I was given a new mantra to live by, and I wanted to turn you on to that because I really thought it was really something of value. Do what makes you happy. Very important. You know, take a look at what makes you happy. Do what makes you happy. Look at what gives you joy. You know, what a concept. We have to take a look at what are the things that give us joy and do that. Listen to what lifts your spirit. Only listen to what lifts your spirit. Take those negative things and just throw them out, and the people that are around you that are not feeding your spirit, just get rid of them. Speak to those who warm your heart. Be around people that embrace you and love you and warm your heart. So anyway, that is my new mantra that we're going to be talking about. On staying focused, I want to say that, you know, we each have our busy lives and we're constantly distracted. So how can we stay focused on our goals? And I'm going to go through a list of ways that I've put together that will help you. But first, I want to say, don't lose your enthusiasm. I mean, every day we wake up, it's another day to be excited about what our day has to offer. And it's that excitement that carries us into our daily chores, our business, our personal lives. And, you know, people want to be around people that are excited about life. Don't you find that, Patty?
I do. It's just an energy that's it's contagious, too. So when you're around people who are excited about life, you get excited and you just find that you're living in a higher vibration. You feel good, you're happy, you're also spreading that to other people. And it's really nice when you see somebody who has an expressionless face and you see them smile and you see them kind of light up and you know that you've touched them. So I do agree with that, Sherry.
Yeah, and you know, if you've had some dreams that just haven't happened and you're like, well, my dreams just aren't happening and you're giving up, refuse to give up, because if that dream isn't happening, then there's another dream right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to be grateful for what has not happened, because it just means it wasn't meant to be, and there's another dream, a better dream, a bigger dream ahead of us.
Well, it also makes you stronger to continue, and when you do pursue your dreams, you have a purpose, and that's important. Once you lose your purpose, you're just living a mundane life, and that's not where we want to be. We want to be living and vibrant and happy and joyful. And I heard over the weekend an example about that with Ford. He went bankrupt 4 or 5 times, and now most of us are paying a check to him with the Ford car. So, if he had given up the first time he went bankrupt, he wouldn't have had that accomplishment after going bankrupt so many times. So persistence prevails.
right. And we also have to stay productive every day and have a reason to get out of bed. And there is a saying that you can be very busy doing a lot of things every day and not be productive. So you see, there is a difference, and we have to keep growing and learning, and that's what keeps us young.
Mm-hmm.
It's be your best every day. So, and now here I wanted to, put out a few tips that I've put together on staying focused. And one is having your goals well defined. And, I can't stress the importance of this too much, because I've said this many, many times, but I have found that writing down my goals really helps. And whenever I get distracted, I read my goals over and I'm reminded of what I'm trying to do and why I'm trying to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then there's number two. And
before we go to number two, I just want to say it's very important when you said when we're distracted to go back to the list and read it. Distractions are come in different ways, and it's just something that happens where we have our goal, we're on focus, and then something takes us off course, and it's important to recognize that so that you can get back on course. And it could be something very small. It could be just to me you're having an emotional day, or it could be a big change where somebody has made a decision that causes you to react in a way where you need to make decisions, and if you make those decisions out of a reaction, you may get off course too. So recognizing that distraction is very important, Sherry. And once you do recognize that you are having a distraction, it gets you back on target faster, and you do go back to that list of goals. So I really love your concept about having a list. And when you define a goal, you have your long-term goals and your short-term goals. And if you only look at that long-term goal, you can become overwhelmed and just say, oh, I'll never get there. And then you're causing your own distraction. So remember, you have your long-term goals, but you have stepping stones to getting there. So
that's true, Patty. And then there's separating things into bite-sized chunks. And I like to think of this like having an actionable plan. It's essential. I plan and I can identify how you can get from where you are to where you want to be. So when you break down your goals into smaller, actionable chunks, it's great, because it always gives me motivation to start, and it allows me to get things done quicker.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
Yeah. And then there's prioritizing constantly, and I prioritize constantly. Some things are more important than others, and some things are more urgent than others. And so if I work on the urgent things first, it allows me to get things done on time. And I like that. I like being able to see things that I've done and know that I'm getting it done on time. And then there's tracking your progress vigorously. And, you know, each of us wants to improve our lives. So, you know, it's easy to start a project with great intentions, but more difficult to continue with our commitment, because what I found out is that if I track my progress, I can see what I've done and know what I have left to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're getting gratification along the way.
Right.
And when we're faced with challenges, it's, you know, it's always, well, when you're faced with a challenge, it just seems like you change your perception of what you're trying to accomplish, and sometimes it just becomes a more of a burden than a pleasure. So if you're tracking your progress, it's really good in helping you make your goals and reach them.
It keeps you motivated.
It keeps you motivated. That's right.
Yeah, it's all about keeping you motivated. And then what I do is planning ahead without fail. And what I do is I look at my goals and my list of priorities so I can assess how much time it will take me. And, you know, planning ahead is, planning, failing to plan is planning to fail. So I always go by that little thing. And then reward yourself. I'm a big believer in rewarding yourself when you get things done. But
yay, I like that too.
I love rewards.
We have to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, and look at what you've accomplished, even if it's a small thing. And reward yourself. You know, you're moving forward, and that's what's important. It really helps me, and it motivates me to do more, because I like to take time out and reward myself. You know, it's the little things. It's, you know, whether it's buying something for myself or getting a massage or, you know, doing a little extra exercise or do something special for myself that I haven't done before. And another one that I really live by is having positive patterns and positive thoughts. So you know, because we've talked quite a bit on positive thoughts. And I found that keeping my mind on the good things and not focusing on what you don't have or what's not done keeps me positive and in a great spirit. And we also, removing the distractions as best as I can. You know, the best way to not give up into temptations is to not have the option. Because if there's too many temptations around, it takes too much effort to indulge in the distraction. And I like to keep it simple.
I always found that keeping it simple is a shorter route as opposed to engaging in the distractions. It just takes longer to reach your goal. So I think that's really good, Sherry. I'd like to take this time to invite our listeners to give us a call. You can call us at 347-324-5983. 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, you can send us an email to the Good News Show at yahoo.com. That's GoodNewsShow at yahoo.com. Send us in an email with a positive story or a good news or a suggestion. We'd love to hear from you. And for you iPodders out there, you can download the show right into your iPod and take us with you when you're on the go. This is Patty Black bringing the Good News Show to you live from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry.
Good morning, everybody. We are so happy to be back. And as Patty was saying, we really like to hear from you. We would like to hear your input. I especially like to hear, what do you want to hear us talk about? What turns you on? And because we have a plethora of information that we want to share with you, but I find it's really important to get some feedback on what you've heard and what you want to hear, because there's so many different areas that we can go into, and I've enjoyed putting together what I have so far. And how we're talking about, you know, focusing and staying focused on our direction and our goals. And one of the other things that I talk about here is blocking out time. And I always wake up, and I always talk about this, waking up a little bit early every day. Have time for yourself. You know, you don't have to do this, but I find that if I have some quiet time for myself to get centered, to meditate, to pray in the morning, I'm more likely to have a more productive day. And I encourage you to try this.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, it's like one of those things, it works if you work it. So so just try this. It really gives you a little bit more when you just take a few minutes with yourself. You're just centering, you're breathing in, you're focusing on what your day is going to be, what your goals are. You're just taking that little time for yourself. I was talking to somebody the other day, and there's not a minute from the morning to the night that they can find to have any time for themselves. But you've got to plan in time when your schedule is that busy. You've got to plan it in, just like you plan in a meeting or any project you're doing. Put that time, that this is time for yourself. And if you start out with 10 or 15 minutes, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. It's also good if you're going through something that's like a trauma, you can take that time in the morning, give it 5 or 10 minutes, go through the emotions, cry, do what you need to do, but then you pull yourself together and you go on with your day. Don't manifest it and obsess on it all day. Just in the morning, you wake up, you feel those feelings, let them out, do what you need to do to talk to yourself, pull yourself up to a higher vibration, go to that positiveness, and say, okay, I'm ready to face the world. And then you go on with your day, and that's a better day for you. So we do have our caller calling in, so let me see if I can bring our guest in. And before I do this, do you have anything else you'd like to add, Sherry?
Well, I do want to say, you know, keep your results clear. You know, by focusing on the results and the solution, it's easier to maintain your motivation. And enlist your family and friends. Communicate to your family and friends, who are your support group, about your goals. And when you're not being consistent, they're always there to remind you and help you stay focused and bring you back to reality. And staying focused and positive, and you know that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. So that's what I'll end with. We are exactly where we're supposed to be. And let's bring our guest up.
That's really great, Sherry. I love having you on the show with us. And I think this was a great topic to talk about. Let's see if we can bring her in. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning. It's Ava Radu from the Center for Emerging Art. How are you?
Good morning, cool. Ava. How are you?
Hey. Good morning, Ava. Sherry, welcome.
Good morning,
okay,
Sherry.
You are the executive director for the Call Center.
For the Center for Emerging Art.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you're doing?
Well, as I said, my name's Ava Radu, and 14 years ago in 1995, I closed the gallery in Miami Beach because we wanted to make a difference in the community in bringing cultural and educational programming. And several artists and myself, as the founding director, formed the Art Center, the Center for Emerging Art. And that's exactly what we've been doing. It's a nonprofit arts organization, and 3 years ago, we got a grant from the state of Florida to form the CEA Chamber Ensemble, and we have recreated the Music Map of the World. The Music Map of the World concert series was first created in 1928, and at that time it was called the Edison Hour. So by recreating it to modern times, we are able to present concerts that are that include the famous composers and upcoming emerging composers from all seven continents. Does that answer that question?
Yes, yes. That's a wonderful thing that you've been able to bring this back to life. Now, I understand you are having a concert this weekend.
Yes, we have come a long way since the formation of the organization. And this weekend, we are presenting afternoon tea concerts at the Adrian Arts Center in Miami at 2 p.m., which will include the music that was loved by George Sands, who was a woman who wrote 70 novels, 24 plays, and she was one of the women that defied all that was against her. She lived in a serene chateau, and she was surrounded by Delacroix, Balzac, Liszt, and Chopin. And we have included her favorite music as well as Robert Schumann's music, who was the founder of a music paper back in 1834, along Italian and German composers.
Mm-hmm.
And
very
it's located.
Exciting.
It is. It really is very exciting, especially since we have such talented emerging performers. Modesto Marcano, who plays violin and viola, is from Venezuela, received he did his graduate at Carnegie Mellon. Odaline Gutierrez Bello was born in Havana and presently is working on her master's in music, as well as Paul Martin, our classical guitarist, who was raised in New York and
mm-hmm.
has been one of the anchors of our ensemble for the last 9 years. And I'm very excited about this.
That's very exciting. Those are fabulous musicians. I know I've been involved in some of the performances with Paul Martin. One was the summit at the Biltmore in South Florida, which involved all of the presidents from Latin America, and that was a fabulous performance.
It was a fabulous performance. The Center for Emerging Art continued at the Biltmore, and for 6 years we did the afternoon high tea concerts there. And it's such an honor to be included in the Miami Book Fair International's Cultural Fringes, which the performing arts celebrating the 25th anniversary of the book fair. So I'm really looking forward to this on October 18th and 19th, this coming Saturday and Sunday, to present these wonderful concerts and musicians. And I do believe that art and culture belongs to everyone, so we never worry about ticket sales, and we never worry about, I believe, like Marianne Winters, we never turn anyone away. If you show up to come to a concert, you will be able to experience a wonderful, wonderful event.
Well, I think that's a beautiful philosophy, really. Without the audience, the performers, it just there's a whole energy that takes place between the performers and the audience, and I think that's a wonderful thing that you're doing, allowing people to hear the music who may not be able to unless you did invite everybody. So I think
also,
what you're doing is just fabulous.
Thank you, and also the fact that the knowledge of your cultural heritage is essential in developing an appreciation for who you are, who we are, what was the influence of the musical heritage placed in our lives, why we interact with others as we do. This knowledge of our musical heritage can can help understand the diversity of the lifestyle, the cultural differences in a community such as Miami, and bring the community together on a common ground, which is music, because the language of music is one avenue that brings people together. As a matter of fact, when I came to America from Budapest, the only language that I was able to speak was music and math and algebra.
Oh.
It took a long
so, and Ava, those are universal languages. So.
Yes, I'm sorry to break in, but we want you, before we leave, to let everybody know exactly where they can go, where they can reach you, and about tickets.
Yeah, we have about 1 minute left.
Okay. I can be reached at 305-538-2803. The website is www.centerforemergingart.org. And my email is radoa@fiu.edu. And the phone number again is 305-538-2803.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for coming on to the show and sharing this information with our listeners. Listeners, we invite you to
contact
Ava, and we hope to have you on the show again. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. I would love to come back and share with
so
you.
Much more.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Ava.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, that's like a breath of fresh air.
It is, and it's so exciting. I can't wait to go myself.
I know. When you hear good news, like, it's refreshing. We also have our next guest online, so I'd like to bring him in. We have John Schott. Welcome to the Good News Show. Are you with us, John?
Yeah, I'm right here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling us so early this morning. We love having you.
Oh, thank
you.
You are a
plethora of information.
Thank you. I just love sharing, so it works out.
Good. So I know that this morning's main topic is iridology, but before we get into the topic, I'd like you to introduce yourself to our listeners and just let them know a little bit about your background.
Okay, great. Well, my name is John Schott. I was born and raised in South America, in Colombia, near the coast, with the ocean. And I reside here in Miami and own and operate a Life Food Restaurant. It's a great concept about healthy eating, whole foods, organics, and we prepare and handmake everything so that we can provide probably the superior, most healthy, delicious meals for people. And it goes hand in hand with what we're talking about today, which is also it's a body healing tool methodology that I use to pinpoint certain body systems and the status of the person's inner terrain, so to speak, so that we can pinpoint certain areas of challenges and certain areas of weaknesses and strengths so that we can build upon rebuilding our body and perhaps adapting better lifestyle options so that we can move forward with, you know, more energy, more health, more ability to take on the world with a smile and with a more emotional, mental, physical balance. And that's what iridology is, and I practice that. I do nutritional consultations with that and put people on certain type of nutritional plans and hopefully things they can adapt that are realistic and doable so that they could do something better with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
How is it, it's looking through the eyes that you can see different things that are going on in the body?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's an amazing tool. It's more like an assessment tool. You know, I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not licensed to diagnose any type of what we call disease, which is a lack of ease in the body or I guess flow, and that's how things develop into some other form of, you know, these more common terms that are being thrown around these days as problems. But what it is that the eye is the most complex tissue matrix in the body. It's connected direct to your brain and to the your spinal cord. And what happens is that anything that's going on inside your body, let's say your liver, gallbladder, your heart system, lymphatic system, respiratory system, any of those systems get reflected back through the spinal cord into the brain and into the eye. And what I do is I take a magnifying lens, or I can take a picture of the eye, blow it up in a computer, and look at the different different fibers of the eyes, color color changes, certain little symbols that appear in certain parts of the eye, and like a clock, like a map, I can pinpoint certain areas, because every little sector of the eye has a different body part or different body system that is related to the part of the body inside which we're targeting. So through the eye, I can basically see what's going on physically. Now, I'm also getting involved now into further training, which also pinpoints emotional relationships and things as we were growing up that relate also to what's going on inside the body, because it's all interconnected. You know, the emotional, spiritual, physical aspect of this whole thing of healing and holistic living is goes very hand in hand. And now I'm going to be learning with another teacher who's been doing this for 30 years and has developed his own style of iridology that's more interconnected with the emotional, you know, your relationship with your father, with your mother, and how that affected you growing up, and how that aspect of health has evolved into what's going on with your body. And then I have the physical part, which I can read, you know, I can read your colon, your nervous system, everything through the eye. And it's amazing. It's such a neat tool, and it's great because it's one of the most powerful preventive tools you can have. Usually with the iridology, you can tell a lot more of how the body's developing way before one of these more advanced conditions arise in the body.
Mm-hmm. I always found that to be so interesting because, you know, there are not many people that do this. And so it's great that we have you on, that you're talking about it.
Yeah, and it's you know, like I said, it's fascinating because you know, I've studied it and I've seen it time and time again how certain type of these signs, let's just call them, and little marks and things that appear in the eye, I see so many common signs and things that come up in the eye with several people that, when you verify them with them verbally, you know, and give them certain type of feedback and certain type of advice, they go, oh my God, that's so on it. And that's, like you were saying in the beginning of the show, a breath of fresh air, because, you know, it empowers people. And I think that's one of the most important things about health, healing, and connecting with somebody one-on-one or in a group event or anything like that. It's trying to see if you can somehow share your information, share your experience, and empower somebody to go, you know, there is a solution. We can move on from things that are less than optimal, and you know, and I try my best to share that with people, and I use everything that I have in my repertoire with superfoods and iridology and body cleansing, proper salt matrix, and things in the restaurant that I've been offering as far as nutrition and also education. So it's very fascinating. I love it.
Can you tell us a little bit about body cleansing and detox
and how to approach it?
How to approach it, right?
Of course. Well, there's many modalities, and I guess the best place to start is to talk about the fact that, you know, our bodies are consistently running. You know, we live in an environment and a society that's very on all the time. You know, we get bombarded with many things, many situations that require, you know, what we like to call stress. You know, require a little bit of energy and emotional, physical aspects that keep us going and going and going. Also, the food supply, you know, as the years have gone by, has decreased a great deal, and the life force and the type of, you know, vitality and nutrient density that we get from the foods is not the same as it was, let's say, 50 or even 100 years ago. So what happens is the body gets into certain points of stagnation or blockages, and we have the option of many options of doing things that are a little bit proactive to undo certain things that might build up in the body, like, you know, toxins, our organs and our tissues not working to the optimal, most highest standard. And when we talk about body cleansing, we can take many different approaches. Just a simple approach of cleaning your diet and changing your groceries is very important to start that whole process. I mean, people change the oil in their car every, 3,000, 5,000 miles or something like that, and they do a tune-up, and they change, you know, all these things. And we kind of forget that the body needs a certain degree of that assistance as well. And so there's many techniques and different things that you can do on your every day and on a seasonal basis, which I learned with Dr. Jubb in New York, that the liver is one of the most important, if not the most important organ in the body. So I take an approach of a 14-day nutritional fast that he has developed and I have adapted in my own practice to cleanse the liver by doing liver gallbladder flushing. You get rid of bile stones in the gallbladder. You clean out your GI tract with certain special herbs and medicinal plants that get your bowels moving so you can take your tissues and regenerate them. We take some enzyme therapy and use that as well. We take some high-quality living salts to also flush out your kidneys and also get your proper blood volume going on. There's many different ways of doing it. You get on blended vegetarian foods that, again, give your GI tract a rest. Anything as simple as fasting once a week, for example, is very powerful because you get your whole system a rest. And that's kind of the very basic idea, is to give your body a rest, a little, like, exhale so you can kind of breathe and go, oh, well, you know, we can relax for a second. We talk about proper sleep and regenerating the body at night, you know, going with the circadian rhythms of the sun, and how the body relates to the earth and the pull of the earth and all those things. So even just as simple as adding high-quality, nutrient-dense superfoods to the body, you know, like spirulina and chlorella, which are very cleansing in of themselves with getting those very green pigments that relate to our blood as well as clean our blood. So it's very important to be aware of these things and put some of the stuff that I've been mentioning into your lifestyle so that you get your body to get on a consistent type of tune-up, which is very important. And then, you know, then we have a lot of other innovative things that are coming along, you know, with technology and things like that we can actually benefit from. Certain anti-aging products like magnesium oils and phytoplanktons, which are extract of blue green algae from the ocean, which are very powerful. Anti-inflammatory things like MSM, which is an organic form of sulfur. And these things are all extremely very helpful. So I like I said, iridology, you know, helps me pinpoint certain areas that need the most work. With that, we can determine which cleansing and detox modalities are best fit for the person, and also what they can do, you know, and what they're also willing to do. So
right.
I just put it out there.
Yeah, that's really very interesting. When you talk about like that once a week, just doing a little fast, they do the fast with like water fast or a juice fast or no food, no juice, or anything?
It depends. You know, that's a very great question because, you know, and my thing is, if you're somebody out there listening and you're very interested in something like this, it's always good to either inform yourself very well, and or go to somebody like me or somebody like, let's say, Gabriel Cousins in the Tree of Life in Arizona, and get some feedback and counsel, because, you know, this is very delicate. You know, you don't want to, like, shock your body or anything like that. As far as once a week fasting, that I think anybody can do. I mean, unless you have a very, you know, you have, like, a condition of obesity or something where you're very overweight, you have to be a little bit very delicate with something like that and not shock your body. And maybe going the water fasting or the no food, no water fasting for a day might be a little too much and release too many toxins too fast, and that could be dangerous. So those are things to keep in mind. But in general, if you're very fit, very healthy, going on high-quality juices would be a good idea, a place to start. Even as little as just going on a liquidarian diet for one day, where you're just taking on blended foods that have the fiber in them, like blended soups and blended smoothies or things like that that we talk about, that have their life force intact. That would be a nice strategy to start with, or even something as fasting with mono foods. For example, when I say mono foods, it's eating one food of the same kind every meal. You know, like a meal of apples, and then the next meal you could do a meal of, let's say, another type of fruit or some green leafy vegetables or things like that for one day. You know, and that gives your GI tract a rest. That gives the other body tissues, like the kidneys and the liver, you know, a little vacation from doing all these amazing things that they do inside our bodies. So it depends. You got to feel it out too. There's an innovative, intuitive aspect of all this too involved. Your body dictates what it can and cannot handle. And, you know, as you clean up your diet, you know, move more towards whole foods, organic foods, superfoods, the body starts recognizing what it can and cannot do. And like I said before, even the practice of cleaning up your diet is very empowering and very cleansing in of itself. Your body will start slowly, through getting proper bowel behavior, start eliminating old toxins, and then you can start, you know, doing other strategies. That's where I come in, and I can be very effective in pointing somebody in a certain type of direction.
Wow, you've given so much great information, John, because this is something that's so important, and we hear about it, especially now, because people are more aware, and they want to know more about this, and they want, you know, people are, you know, trying to get their health back, and this is some very important stuff that you're telling everybody.
It is. There's a lot of information about detoxing and cleansing, but people don't know where to start, and they get confused because they see so many different pieces of literature about it. They see different products to help with the cleanse. But it sounds like with iridology, that is a guide that it can be used to direct somebody in what the body really needs first. And I think it's a great tool that
exactly.
can help people.
And you said it. You said it perfectly and beautifully. I mean, it is a guide, and it's a great tool. Another thing you guys just mentioned, which is just very important, and I'll say it really quickly, is that there is a lot of information out there. There's a lot of people putting a lot of products out there with cleansing, and you know, it's gonna even get more popular as the natural food and natural product industry is coming up and building so fast that one thing that I always tell people, especially if you're very new to this, that you use your common sense, number one. Some things, you know, with this information overload, your common sense is very powerful. You know, we forget that making common sense decisions are extremely important. And when we're talking about your body, healing, and things that are of a delicate nature, we don't want to ever throw common sense out the window because of this information overload. I mean, there's going to be people who are going to be trying to sell you something, and that's not necessarily the best thing for you. And there's other people who have great intentions, and they they might be, you know, giving you something that's very valuable. But in the end, you use your common sense, you use a little bit of research into the things, or you come to somebody like me or somebody else who's very into this and has a good background on it, a lot of experience with it, and you can be guided and, you know, into something that makes sense to you. Again, first step is very simple. Clean out your kitchen. Start moving more towards whole foods and releasing all the processed stuff. And then just start researching into it. And another thing is, don't get too overwhelmed with the amount of information, because, like you said, there is so much out there. And and to get overwhelmed is something that might be disempowering instead of being empowering and moving yourself into a direction. Just take a small step, you know, and do something that a little bit better than what you did yesterday, and move from there, and little by little, and sooner than later you'll be, you know, doing a lot for yourself that's going to be very empowering, very regenerative, and just very healing. And again, you take something as simple as feeling better as one of your indicators that something's working. I mean, if you don't feel good with what you're doing, if you're taking somebody's cleansing program and it's just there's pain before you know, you getting better, that's an indicator of going like, wait a second, you know, maybe I'm doing things a little too fast, or maybe this thing is not really what it's meant to be doing, and maybe I should stop it. Because if you're feeling pain and you're feeling all these like massive detoxification symptoms and things like that, maybe what you're doing is not necessarily the best thing. And if your body's telling you to stop, that's when you go, okay, let me stop, because this is clearly not working. I should reassess this whole situation and be a little bit more smart about it, more intuitive about it, and use my common sense for it. And that's very important. That's extremely important, you know. So people need to be aware of that.
No. Right, because you do have to take baby steps, and sometimes it takes a while. When you're starting to get healthy and you're starting to get rid of all the preservatives, and you're really building up your information, it's overwhelming. And you know, sometimes I've learned from some of the people that I have talked to that are on this path. Sometimes it's taking them a little while. It's not like jump in and do it all at once. It takes a little bit of time.
Definitely.
Change the habit.
Yeah, that's another great point. I mean, these things happen with as an evolution, and not, you know, some people can pull it off overnight and they can change their lifestyle and you know, do amazing things with themselves and have great willpower. But I think that comes more from a mental, emotional balance. So, and most of us, you know, I didn't do it overnight. I'm still working on it. You know, it's cleansing yourself emotionally, mentally, physically is not something that you pick up one day and go, oh, this is a piece of cake. No, it's something you work out every day, and it's a commitment to yourself, and you know, it's like I said, some people can pull it off overnight and do amazing things with themselves, but most of us, it takes a little bit of time. It takes a little bit of dedication.
You know, John, one of the things that we wanted to talk about maybe in the future is different tools and tips on traveling, you know, staying healthy while traveling, because we just came from Mexico for 2 weeks, and that was such a change, like without a Whole Foods or an organic market, and, you know, we saw that you've got to plan, you got to prepare yourself, and when you travel and you want to stay healthy, there's certain things that you need to do to do that. So I wanted to get some tips from you at some point in time.
Sure. We could definitely do something longer. That's a great point. I mean, traveling can be very challenging, especially if you want to keep up with your lifestyle. You know, certain things like you know, if you start on this path and you're doing well, and you know, you're excited and optimistic about changes in your lifestyle, and then suddenly, you know, you get into like a little roadblock of like traveling, you don't know what to do. you know, you don't want that to stop you. So definitely, I mean, there's a lot of strategies and a lot of things we can do to prepare properly, you know, pack in a water filter that you're going to put into your into your system so you have proper good water, especially with places like you just said you came back from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know specifically, but I've heard many people and friends of mine say the water in Mexico, you know, something you should stay away from and not drink. So as simple as being aware that the water that you're drinking is not the same as the one that you have available to you here is very important. Shower filters and things that you can, you know, dry goods that you can pack with you that you can stuff in a suitcase and you can take them with you and maybe perhaps sprout them when you're there. Little dehydrated foods that you can take with you, superfoods that are easy to pack up with you in little bags, and then you can just, like, make sure you have stuff that's going to get you through the day. We can definitely do a whole section
good.
On that.
It's a very important topic.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to see you before my next trip.
definitely. I mean, there's things that you can do on the plane, take with you so you can you know, take some ionic force with you so you can empower your immune system to, you know, take on the stress of being in highly electromagnetically charged environments that's essentially what an airplane is. You know, it's like an electronically magnified box that could be very taxing on the body. So there's little things you can do to help yourself with that and with your air. You know, take like an ionizer that helps you get a bit cleaner air and get the bacteria out of your way. Certain antioxidants and things that you can take with you that are going to, like, you know, get your body more tuned up so they can take all these stressors in. Proper hydration and things like that. And there's many strategies and simple things. Again, try to keep it simple, not get too overwhelmed, but simple things that in the end, you know, make a difference and make your life so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a great topic, and we should have you back to talk about that. So we will we'll get in touch with you and schedule that interview. We have about 3 minutes left, John, so I'd like to for you to take this time to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, if you have a website or an email address that you'd like to share with them so they can perhaps contact you for some iridology and some information.
Sure. I would love to. Thank you. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to share with you guys. I think one of the best ways to reach me is, of course, the website. It's www.lifefoodgourmet.com and life, L-I-F-E, food, F-O-O-D, gourmet, G-O-U-R-M-E-T, lifefoodgourmet.com. If you want to send me an email, it's john@lifefoodgourmet.com. Our phone number is 786-523-9669. And if you're in the area and you just want to connect directly and personally with me, I'm at the restaurant from Thursday to Sunday, 12 to 9 p.m., which are our operating hours for now for the time being. So you can swing by at Brickell, where the restaurant is. You can see that information on the website, or come visit us close to Coral Way and 4th Avenue. So those are the best ways.
And that's in Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida, yes, definitely. And keep coming to my website, you know, on a little, you know, weekly or biweekly basis, and check us out, because I'm going to be putting videos online and podcasts and things like that that are going to have a lot more of this information, things that we're talking about now, like the traveling and the food and how to make some of these simple nutritious meals, some things with cleansing and things like that. And I'll have all that stuff available so that people can actually check in, see a video, listen to a podcast, take notes, read an article, and things like that, and kind of guide themselves and empower themselves to do things that are going to just make their life so much better.
Oh, that
sounds great. That's a great thing that you're going to do. I love that.
Thank you, John. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with our listeners. And it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. We are out of time, so we must say goodbye for now.
Okay.
And,
but being with you guys again, okay?
Yeah, we always love having you. When we were at the restaurant, we had a great time. We missed you that night, but it was fabulous.
Oh, good, good. I'm so glad. Thank
you. All right. Thank you.
Right. Have a great day.
Bye-bye, John.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it, listeners. That was John Schott. He has a world of information. So go to his website, get involved, and just continue on your learning path. And we want to thank you for being with us today. We look forward to having you with us next Monday morning. This is Patty Black from Miami, Florida, signing off.
And Sherry, bye-bye, everybody. Have
bye-bye.
A great week.
Bye.